Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Heart to Roommate Remastered. While somebody rummages around in the closet, I'd just like to tell you that you can pick this game up at Jast USA. It's still one of the recently released titles, so they're definitely trying to get it sold. And don't forget, Gore Screaming Show comes out tomorrow. That's the only unexpected surprise we have. But it will be a good one, trust me. I will hit the first bad ending I find. We're gonna have the only bit of degeneracy in November this week. Well, some of you guys might think Exchange was pretty degenerate, but you know what I mean. Depravity. Let's not say degeneracy, let's say depravity. Because Gore Screaming Show is pretty depraved. But yeah, that's going to be tomorrow. So get ready for this today, Heart Dear Roommate. Oh? What is it? The usual quiet morning, but the silence is broken by some noise. Man, it's such an annoying noise. I stop preparing breakfast. The sound comes from the balcony, but I can't see a thing through the curtain. Should I check it out? I'm the bodyguard here, you know. Hence, it's my responsibility to find out what's causing the mysterious sound on the balcony. Otherwise, Asumi would kick my ass. I head to the window as I sigh. I move closer to the curtain with some curiosity. Episode 3, the name is Toshibo. Whoa! When I'm scared, even if I am a bodyguard, because I don't know how to deal with this mysterious monster. It's barely alive, the dried up UMA, unidentified mysterious animal. I'm too scared to get close to that thing. Is it some kind of local animal? Hey, what are you doing, Parasite One? What are you doing? Oh, Asume and Marumu. Her name. Gonna be hard. I like calling her Maru, but whatever. Come over here and look at that. Do you see that thing? Is that some kind of local animal in this region? Well, let's see. Yeah! Must be the thing. Oh gosh. Asumi's screaming. That must be something people have never seen before. Hey, you, do something. You're the bodyguard. But I don't know how to fight with this thing. It meowed. Judging from its voice, this animal must be weakened. Still, I don't know what it is. I must be careful. Oh? Here, use this. Now go get it. This is just a broom. How am I supposed to fight this beast with a damn broom? Swing at full force? But still. Shut up and go, Parasite One. Oh, what the hell? Face it. I walk slowly towards the creature, step by step. Then the creature growls at me. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, help me, please. Toshibo. Somebody bumps into me as I get ready to escape. She wasn't here a few minutes ago. She's always gentle and has long hair. She's Tomoe. She opens her eyes wide and without hesitating holds the dried up creature in her arms. Yes, it's you, Toshibo. What happened to you? Toshibo! What's going on? One thing is for certain, that creature is some kind of animal called Toshibo. We're astounded to see Tomoe and the mysterious dried up animal hugging each other. This isn't real. I have to agree. She said it. We're looking at the thing in front of our eyes. It's an animal with a spherical shape. Gosh, it's fat. Thing already consumed milk, French bread, sausages, eggs, and whole chunks of ham. Tomoe enthusiastically keeps feeding the mysterious Toshibo creature. They were all food items, which was supposed to be our breakfast. The dried up jerky changed its shape while being fed. It's some kind of feline, maybe a cat, but I'm not too sure about that. Tomoe cleans up Toshibo's leftover scraps and tenderly talks to him. Anyway, Toshibo, why did you come here? Hey, Tomoe, is this cat your friend or something? I'm not asking you. The fat cat suddenly jumps into Tomoe's plump breasts. I envy him. No, I mean the cat is imprudent. Tomoe, however, gently hugs the fatty. I see. Asume gets persistent when she's... Asumi, rather. I don't think it's Asumi. Asumi gets persistent when she gets curious. Then Asumi calls for an emergency meeting, a complete investigation of the relationship between Moe Moe and the fat cat. Asumi just wants to know what happened between two people. I mean, Tomoe and the cat. From what Tomoe told us, this is how they started their relationship. The fat cat Toshibo, named by Tomoe, used to live near Tomoe's house. One day, friendship started to grow between them and they kept it up for 5 years. But Toshibo wasn't her pet, by the way. And when Tomoe decided to move in the Harukaze dorm just a year ago, they said their farewells. Hey, how can you and Toshibo... Okay, I understand. There's no need to ask her any more questions. Hey guys, what the heck? There's still tons of stuff we don't know at all. How could Tomoe have a conversation with Toshibo? Is it possible to grow a friendship between a human and a cat? Why? And still the girls are finishing this meeting. Are they out of their minds? Hey, I have a question. Overruled. Parasite 1 doesn't have a right to speak up. No! Asumi ignores me and points at the fat cat. Or Asumi, whatever. Toshibo is just promoted to Parasite 2. Are there any objections? Oh yeah, it is okay. It is Asumi. Asumi? No, is this for real? I have an apprentice all of a sudden. Just like that. Parasite 1, take good care of Parasite 2. If 2 causes a problem, both of you will pay for it. That's not fair, sob. This is how I started to take care of Toshibo, aka Parasite 2. I clean up his fallen hair, fix his scratches on the wall and floor, and also feed him. No matter how you think about this, number 1 is treated a lot more poorly than number 2. Why is this happening to me? Am I that unlucky? Yeah. Curse doesn't end there. Oh, I'm starving. Ugh. Same here. It's all Toshibo's fault. Oh. Our room becomes more cheerful by adding Toshibo as our new member. Toshibo is close to Tomoe, but he gets along with Marumu, too. They play together as if they're old friends. They sit next to each other when they eat. They must be birds of a feather flock together. Whoa! Be quiet, Parasite 1. We're still eating. You can't stop screaming if you're stuck with a fork in your hand. Maruten, she's scary. Good morning, everyone. Meow. Everyone follows Toshibo's lead and greets Tomoe. She's not good at waking up in the morning. She always comes last at the table. The sleepy-eyed Tomoe sits at the table. Toshibo has her grab a fork. Thanks, Toshibo. Toshibo is more useful than Parasite 1. Don't be so cruel to me. I'm a human being, you know, and I take care of you girls a lot. How dare you say... How dare of you to say that I'm less than that freaking cat. Because you are more worthless than Toshibo. Ha ha ha. Oh. I clench my fist tight. That's it. I can't take their abuse anymore. I'm enraged. I stand up and yell. Only I can't. Because Mormu gets me from behind and gags me by shoving a boiled egg into my mouth. Somebody's here. Uh-oh. Asumi hurriedly stands up and holds Toshibo. Then she opens up the closet and throws Toshibo into it. Then Mormu. Whoa! Zerdong! Mormu powerfully throws me into the closet as well. How does she do that? It hurts. Toshibo and I hug each other in a dark closet. Then I hear a familiar voice which doesn't belong to any of our members. Good morning, Asumi. May I ask you a question? Oh, it's you, Miss Yagami. What's up? Indescribable silence follows. I concentrate on listening to their conversation, knowing I'm the suspicious male in the girls' dorm. Uh-oh. Miss Yagami starts speaking after a while. Hey, girls, have you seen anything strange around here? Anything strange? Could you be more specific, Miss Yagami? Something round. Miss Yagami starts explaining. A mysterious round creature sometimes appears at Harukaze dorm recently. Some girls reported that they saw a quick-moving, suspicious round object running around, and their food is missing at the same time. Miss Yagami sighs. So I need to resolve this before it gets worse. Inform me if you see something suspicious, okay? Sure. Miss Yagami quickly looks inside the room and leaves. Everyone breathes a sigh of relief as she leaves. Phew, what a surprise! This isn't good at all. Speaking of suspicious round objects. Toshibo comes out of the closet after me. He and Asumi glance at one another. But Tomoe cuts in between them.
Asumi-chan, Toshibo wa katte ni yo sono tabemono wo taberu yona ko janai wa. Hontou yo?
Asumi, listen to me. Toshibo isn't the kind to steal others' food. I'm telling you the truth. Oh? I don't know since when, but Asumi and Marumu are glaring at me now.
Sore-chan, Yosono hiya no tabemono wo nusunda no wa isoro ichigo?
You stole other people's food then. How can you think like that? You shameless thief! How could you do that to us? You must be stealing our panties as well! Which I didn't do.
Wah!
I hate men's excuses! Asumi starts throwing everything in the room at me. Most of these items used to belong to me. They're crap. Tomoe looks worried and tries to stop Asumi, but... Hey, Asumi! Yikes! One of the items thrown by Asumi hits Tomoe. Seeing the friendly fire, Asumi finally stops throwing. Oops. Sorry, Moe. Tomoe, worried, we rush to her. Tomoe rubs her head where she's been hit and slowly stands up. Oh, it hurts. You know what? I think Yusuke wouldn't do something like that. If you say so, but still. Then, Marumu suddenly shouts. What's wrong? Number two is missing. You're right.
Toshibo.
Parasite 2, we don't see Toshibo in the room anymore. He vanished all of a sudden. A couple of days pass. Toshibo hasn't come back here yet. Everything is back to normal in the dorm since Toshibo left. Nobody says anything, but still, I occasionally think that Toshibo was the one who caused all the trouble. Tomoe must feel the same way. Does she feel responsible? Or is she worrying about Toshibo? She hasn't spoken to anyone at all in the past few days. She looks so sad.
Yes,
that's right. Hey! Asumi looks determined and grabs my arm. Then she drags me to the door. Asumi also calls for Marumu and goes out, taking the two of us with her. Asumi declares the following outside the dorm. We must do something. We're going to search for Toshibo. You mean, she can't let Tomoe stay depressed, I guess. Three of us will search for Toshibo now. We might discover the truth behind all the incidents if we find Toshibo. But isn't that... Asumin is a busybody. Don't tell me that. I can't let her stay like that. Asumi. Yep, that's the Asumi I know. She always pokes her nose in everything and messes it up. In other words... No, it's Troublemaker. I remember she was trying to catch the panty thief when I came to this town. Is she becoming more helpful? Maybe she is. But in this case... Yeah, sure, let's go find Toshibo. I think we're overreacting, but still, I want to help Tomoe in some way. Asumi looks at me and smiles as I think. That's the spirit, Parasite 1. You go search in the mountain. We'll search the town. Let's go, Maruto-chan. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go. She quickly assigns me and runs away. Oh my, this is unfair. I feel uneasy as I see them all. I come to the mountain, which is located behind the dorm. Man, this is far tougher than I thought. It's steep, slippery, and filled with tons of weird vegetation and bugs. There's no doubt Asumi has malice towards me. Oh jeez, this is tough. I don't think the fatty Toshibo would ever come to a place like this. That's right, he must be somewhere more... Ah! Can't believe my eyes. This sight is extraordinary. Toshibo? Toshibo just ended a furious battle and walks towards me. He's scarred up everywhere and covered with dirt. I see his opponent fall on the ground. It's a big fat raccoon. Toshibo was fighting against this raccoon. Toshibo vanished without saying anything because he wanted to catch this badass raccoon. This is something I concluded from my investigation. Guess what? This raccoon is the one who broke into the dorm and caused all the confusion. My, I find tons of panties and remains of food in this guy's nest. We pack up... What? A panty-stealing raccoon. Well, I'll be damned. We pack up the evidence and go back to the dorm. Oh, there you are, number one. And Toshibo! I tell Asumi everything in front of the dorm. This is how Toshibo's innocence was finally proven. And of course, I feel great. I'm sorry, Moe Moe. I shouldn't have suspected Toshibo even a bit. Yeah, same here. We sincerely apologize to Tomoe and Toshibo. And they pardon us with smiles. Thank you, everyone, and don't worry. Asumi strokes Toshibo's head. You can stay here as long as you want, Toshibo. Toshibo proved his innocence by himself, and I'm a witness, am I not? We were able to settle this because Asumi forced us, suggested us to help. Helping and believing in your friends, I realize how wonderful it is to do so from this event. But the next morning, Once again, Toshibo left us without saying goodbye. There's a memo from Toshibo to Tomoe. Tomoe translates the memo with a bunch of footprints. Thank you for your hospitality. So the memo says, I can't believe it. How could she read that? Anyway, the bottom line is Toshibo is no longer staying with us. It was too short. I thought we could become good friends. 5 days later, as usual, our room is very noisy in the morning. Hey, Parasite 1, why is my sunny side up crushed? So sorry, but mine is crushed too. Shut up, you messed up my beautiful morning. I'll make you pay. Oh, wow! Good morning, everybody. Asumi throws a super hard French bread to me. However, it hits Tomoe in her face. Tomoe falls on the floor as we worry about her. Then she stands up as if nothing happened. Everyone, good morning. Thud. She's knocked out cold. Asumi rushes to Tomoe, then a mysterious shadow suddenly appears in front of her. Shadow jumps into our room from the balcony, and it's Toshibo! I don't know how it's possible for a cat, but Toshibo starts nursing Tomoe. Toshibo? With Toshibo's great care, Tomoe regains consciousness. Then we eat breakfast together again. See you later, Toshibo. Yes, I know. Hehe. Are they having a conversation? I'm very curious as to what they're talking about, so I ask her. Tomoe, what did he say? He'll go wandering again, but he promised to come to my rescue whenever I'm in trouble. He's cool. Did he really say that? The lone wolf. No, the cat Toshibo leaves with a brisk step. And so our new, indefinite roommate, Cat, joined us. Trio de bitches, screw them. We have an emergency meeting to talk about the situation. Let's meet at the usual place. Yusuke, you come with us too. I'll kick your ass if you're late. Emergency meeting at the hot spring. Okay. And that's where we're ending it for now. Anyway, no, Grim, this is where we wanted to see the girls at the hot spring. Well, you'll just have to wait. There's always, you know, a week or so from now. Why not, right? But get ready, because things are going to get crazy with Gore Screaming Show tomorrow. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I thought it was a fun little slice of life thing. And not quite what you expect for Grimm's Hentai Corner. It's barely even hentai. But if you do like it, you can pick it up. It's not that expensive. So go ahead, give it a shot. And Gore Screaming Show as well, if you're into really fucked up crazy shit like I know many of you are. So go ahead and give that one a buy as well. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Heart to Roommate. And yes, I promise this does have hentai scenes, I just don't know where the hell they're at.